Fewer people are watching sports on television from year to year. Commentator Frank DeFord wonders when it's going to affect the sports economy.
Oh yes, occasionally a couple of playoff teams catch some wind of imagination and sail to marginally high ratings, or Tiger Woods wins a tournament as he did Sunday. But game in and match out, fewer and fewer Americans watch sporting events. On the other hand, even as ratings inexorably fall, each time a sports television contract comes up for renewal, it earns more money. So, too, do ticket prices always rise and player salaries always go higher and the price of franchises always soar. Long before tech stocks defied all conventional market forces, sport in America became a unique economy with perverse rules all to itself. And the difference is, of course, that whereas eventually reality caught up with the NASDAQ, there has not been a bear market in sports since the Chicago Bears ruled football eons ago. The question now is, as the world economy stutters, as Wall Street staggers, as every other industry pays the piper, will the business of sports finally show some losses, just the way games in sports always must? One has to wonder, first of all, how important a role psychology can play. Till now, for example, every rich man who has bought a team in Major League Baseball, the NBA, or the NFL in, probably the last half century, has sold at a sweet profit. Certainly many teams lose money for a season or even for a few seasons, but every prospective owner has bought knowing that there was a bigger fan out there desperate to own a team who would foolishly overpay him by oodles for that privilege. But who, for example, would now dish out a couple hundred million to buy a team in the NBA at a time when pro basketball is as out of fashion as day trading? At the other end of the spectrum, ticket prices have risen so excessively that nowadays most families can't just pop over to the stadium like they're going down to the Dairy Queen. A game has become an event that people budget for. Likewise, if a corporate budget has to be cut, wouldn't the season luxury box be a logical first item for any prudent company to bag? Furthermore, as long as you and I could reasonably afford tickets, we've been inclined to accept the salaries that athletes make. Baseball's labor contract is up on Halloween. If the economy is still frightening us then, I think we can assume that even more public pressure would fall on the union to accept concessions. Finally, we've been on a sports building binge, with much of that cost of stadiums and arenas funded by the public. Miami, for example, finally approved a downtown waterfront site for a new stadium for the Florida Marlins last week. But if the economy is soft, let alone sour, will the citizens and politicians of the Sunshine State divert tight money to sports? Will any government? It's been a long time since we had to choose between bread and circuses. That's why, if we truly are facing an economic slump of some duration, reality may be hardest of all for that world of fun and games.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.